Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Bowling.
I'm honored to have in studio Chet Bennett, who served with the Marine Corps from 1998 to 2007. Continue to listen in this week because we'll share more of his story. How can we honor veterans?
Yeah, thanks, Karen. I think really as a veteran and being asked a lot of time how that can best be played out, obviously the thanks and the, you know, we don't discount the fact that there's a lot of great things that happen during this time of year on behalf of veterans and parades. But, you know, for me personally, especially in light of where we're at as a nation right now, I think that just going out and voting, and we're so far removed from the fact that service and veterans was ultimately for the ability for the people to cast their voice and to have their voice heard with regard to politics and elected officials, and we've lost that. Yet, we're willing to spend $2 on a Powerball ticket or Mega Millions ticket that, yes, would dramatically, while improbable, dramatically impact our own lives. As a nation, we need to spend the 2 minutes and give our 2 cents on something that will impact everyone's life.
I know that you spent time in Iraq in 2004 and 2005, so you know what it's like to see a people where insurgence is taking place and they lose the freedom to vote.
Yes, I've been on both sides of that, actually, in helping people to regain that voice, but then being part of the elections in Iraq in January of 2005, it made the freshness of what is it all for, what does it all mean, to be able to see people who didn't have a voice previously be able to provide their voice and proudly walk out with their purple finger.
I still remember the pictures on the news with the purple fingers. I encourage you to prepare to vote tomorrow. If you need more information about candidates, visit NebraskaVoterGuide.com. Chet, we salute you for the service that you've given to our nation and look forward to visiting some more this week.